welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of PlanetWaves.fm, here with a brief update on your midweek planets. And this is for Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, and I'm coming to you from a little burg called Kingston, New York. So as of Wednesday evening, the moon is moving through Aries, and if it was a strange day or an emotional day or a day when you felt like you had to assert who you are against the big, mean world, that might be attributed to a long conjunction of the moon. Well, not that long, but it went on all day, of the moon and Chiron in Aries. Now, Chiron in Aries is a slow-moving point. It's going to be there for about five more years, and the thing to remember about this placement is that it can go one of two main ways. One way is it goes toward complete tribalization, identity politics, I'm a this and you're a that, and maybe that guy's the other thing, and hooray for our side. Or it's simply about learning to be yourself, and that means learning to be comfortable being yourself and asserting your needs, your values, and your desires, right? It's one thing to say, well, be yourself, but what be yourself means is that you have the gumption and the motivation to say who you are and to say what you need in the context of relationships, of work situations, and so forth. And we live in a time right now when people do seem to be very easily bowled over. As of this time, Venus is in Libra, and it is very close to an exact opposition with Chiron. That occurs, hold on please, that takes place on Thursday, that's tomorrow. So for all purposes, Venus is in an exact opposition to Chiron. So Venus is in Libra, and aforementioned Chiron is in Aries. And what can happen with an opposition of Venus and Chiron is emotional motivation driven by the fear of getting hurt or by the fear of very large disasters. So this is something that is able to be harnessed. And right now we have been trapped in catastrophobia now going on 2 years nonstop. The first news of this insanity started to spread in December. We're almost at the two-year mark of this, that we have been living on around-the-clock news of death and devastation, living on cortisol, feeling like we are having our lives and our livelihoods and our life patterns threatened, and constantly being baited for the next thing we're supposed to do to make everything perfect, and then that turns out to not work, and then there's some new thing that we've got to do to make everything perfect, and this just seems to be going on and on. So beware of that, and beware of this thing that's moving through the culture. This, you know, you might say, in the name of the hippie jam band, widespread panic. And this was particularly heightened today with the moon conjoining Chiron and opposing Venus. Meanwhile, the sun is in very early Virgo. It's in it's at about the end of degree number three of Virgo, so 27 degrees to go, 27 more days to go. And as of this moment, the sun is conjunct a very unusual point I don't think I've mentioned yet on this program, called trans-Pluto. There are certain planets that don't actually exist, and they're used by some astrologers. Very few astrologers use these seemingly non-existent points. They're called hypotheticals. But there is an important one. It takes about 75 years to go through a sign, approximately, maybe a little less. And it is now, after spending most of everyone's life, who's now alive, in Leo, a few years back, it entered Virgo. And it and the sun and trans-Pluto are in an exact conjunction tonight, overnight, and into tomorrow. And what this is about, in my use of this point for a number of years, is the tendency to be narrow and overly critical. And so when trans-Pluto is in the scenario, that's the time to relax a little bit and not necessarily drop your standards, but not to be so exacting and precising and demanding of people, and give things a chance to work themselves out and move along. Both the Sun and Trans Pluto are trine over in Capricorn, a point called Pholus, second centaur, not an asteroid, a centaur, a certain new kind of planet that came along around 1977. And this is, Pholus has something of the opposite energetic quality of Trans Pluto. Trans Pluto tends to narrow, constrict, and slow down, whereas Pholus tends to open up and let things flow and move perhaps a little bit too quickly and irreversibly. So that's happening at the same time, and it's a little bit of like the feeling of, unless I really, really, really hold back, I'm just going to completely lose control. That is generally a complete illusion. In yet another example of the individual asserting itself against the collective tonight, Mars is making a quincunx 150, excuse me, Moon is making a quincunx aspect to Mars in Virgo. And I would say that in any situation where somebody claims to be right, if they have any way of imposing that rightness over you, ask them for their data. This is the oldest trick in the book for investigative reporters. Really, to be an investigative reporter, you do not need a press card. You need to ask the question, where's your data? You believe that? Okay, that's nice. How do you know that? Very simple, basic fact-checking question. Now, speaking of thoughts, ideas, and facts of various kinds, on Thursday, what do we've got here? Mercury moves into position. It's approaching it now. So it's one of these things where it's not like, oh, it just starts the minute the aspect happens. But Mercury in late Virgo is making aspects to Pluto, Jupiter, Neptune, Eris, Neptune, Pluto. Let's see. Let's go through that again. Pluto, Jupiter, Neptune, and Pallas Athena, and Eris. So Mercury is making a lot of aspects all at the same time to big, powerful outer planets. And in doing so, it can have a, oh my God, there's so much going on, I can't stand it. And so this is saying you've got to manage your air traffic center. Remember that there can only be one image on the air at any time unless you do a fancy split screen. You can't really jam 2, 3, 4 things at once. And so this is saying set your priorities, get organized, do not be overwhelmed, and remember what you know from previous experiences. That is not true. All day long, we're going through life making decisions about what's right and what's wrong and what's true and what's not. And what often happens is the people actually forget to take their own discoveries under advisement. So I would say that Mercury making this beautiful exact trine to Pluto, and again, this all takes place centered around 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, is to me saying, use what you know. Tomorrow is also the peak of that Venus opposite Chiron aspect, catastrophobia. Remember that just because you're afraid of something doesn't mean that it proves anything. It doesn't mean that you actually know something. Fear is not a fact. Fear is just an emotion, and at times a very difficult one. Just past midnight, Thursday to Friday, again, Eastern Time, please check for your local zone off of New York Time, but at 12:27 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday morning, the moon enters the sign Taurus, so there's going to be a void of course moon that takes place, I would estimate, from what was the last aspect I gave? Essentially, it's all through the late day, Thursday into very early Friday morning as the moon cruises through the late degrees of Aries and is not making any new aspects. These are very important times to keep track of. And what that suggests is that there's a bit of a lull on Thursday evening. It is a time to relax and to reflect and to not start anything new, but rather wrap up old business, meditate on what you might want to do, and then to engage your decision-making and taking action only after the moon has entered the new sign, and that new sign will be Taurus, the sign where the moon is exalted. And so that will be a busy moon as it moves through the fixed signs, Taurus being a fixed sign. And the first aspect that will happen looks like it will be the moon square Saturn. That's exact at about 5 o'clock Eastern time on Friday. So if you have one of those jobs that does anything special at 5 o'clock, like ends in some way, I would say this is a day to wrap up work early. Do not let things linger around, and just make a clean break for it at 5 o'clock. And even if you have one of those jobs where you never seem to go home, such as if you are self-employed and broadcast from your dining room, this is a great signal to get your stuff done early on Friday and do your best to take the night off. I'll have another edition of this program on Friday, probably updating sometime in the afternoon. This is a new program, new for Planet Waves. It took me about a month and a half to warm it up, and was originally called the Weekend and Week Ahead Astrology Podcast. It's replaced all of our daily writing in the astrology field on Planet Waves. If you haven't noticed, we have one of the best, most objective COVID blogs on the internet. That's at planetwaves.net, and you'll see if you go to that website, there's a tab right next to the StarCast tab called COVID-19 News. I'm its editor. My background, long before I was involved with astrology, was in science. I am a former, well, I'm a former science writer and have written for many international publications and in various indexes and databases as an expert on certain classes of organic compounds, toxic chemicals, not organic like rice, organic like contains carbon and chlorine. All right, you have been listening to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino. Please tune in to Planet Waves FM anytime. New program, Friday at 10 p.m. Lots of love, and bye for now.